All right, guys. WMAP. This is the world's most amazing people with the world's most amazingly long intros. But in a minute, guys, I'm about to speak with Miss Laura Beth Ryan. Now, you guys know her. She's been on the show a bunch of times, and she's such an inspiring person, such a kind person. She's the founder of Cheerful Hearts, and you can go on the website if you go to cheerfulhearts.com, and you can find out more there. Now, today we're going to be talking about something that's really cool. Now, she has this gift card line, and she's a terrific writer. You know, a lot of poetry, and she's just done so many different things. And setting up Cheerful Hearts was no easy task. So what she did was she just went by her mantra, is the three most important things in her life. As it pertains to business, it's overcoming adversity, it's persevering, and it's believing in your dreams. And I think you can probably put that anywhere in life, you know? So, guys, with no further ado, it's my honor and my privilege to bring back to the program Miss Laura Beth Ryan. Laura Beth, you there?
Hey, Casey. Yes, I am.
Hey.
Happy to be here. Very happy to be here.
I'm glad that you're with us. So, first of all, refresh the audience here. Tell me about Cheerful Hearts and how it got started.
Sure. Cheerful Hearts started actually from a tragedy, and amazingly, the motto is a cheerful heart is good medicine, and that comes from Proverbs 17:22. And boy, did I need good medicine in my life, mm-hmm. because my life got turned literally upside down. I was raising my family, four sons, ages 8 and under, and really living the American dream, loving being a very hands-on stay-at-home mom, and very active with my boys, just loving life. And in an instant, one day, that was just all taken away.
Oh, jeez.
I had a spinal injury with my fourth pregnancy. I had had many injuries prior, but that one was the final kind of straw. And that particular injury was so debilitating that by that evening, after having the injury, I could not walk, could not get to the restroom, could not roll over in bed, could not sit up because the pain was so excruciating. And it was pain that was from my waistline basically down to my sacrum and all throughout the hips. And the doctors, they were not, they really gave no hope. The particular injury I had, they said that I would never really walk again. I wasn't able to get functional in a wheelchair. And at under 30 years old, this was kind of a life sentence. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine the devastation and the depression and the despair that I went through.
I can only imagine, but how do you stay positive throughout all that going on?
Well, in the beginning, I did not.
Okay.
In the beginning, as with anybody that has any life-altering trauma of any type, major upheaval in their life, whether it be divorce or an illness or a loss of a loved one or a betrayal, whatever challenges they might be facing, the natural course is to be, you know, grieving.
Yeah.
So I do want to encourage people and your listeners because, you know, I'm all about positivity and sharing hope, and that is my message. But that was developed in me through my tragedy. And so if someone's out there right now feeling there is no hope and they don't want to live this way anymore, I can certainly identify. And I want to encourage them that, you know, hang on. Even, you know, we can't go by what our feelings are because our feelings waver.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we can feel desperate. We can feel there's no hope. We can feel like you're never going to find joy again. And that's where I felt in the beginning.
Right.
I had a very strong faith in God. And really, though, at that time, I just wanted to go home and be with him. I did not want to stay here in this body like this with the just being stuck in a bed, really, in pain and not able to do all the things that I could do. Of course, there's emotional guilt on top of all of that, feelings of self-worth and not being a good mother and just so many things that go along with it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you go from there? How do you go from there to being, you know, you're bedridden, and then you get this in you and you figure out how you can run a huge successful company from the bed with, yes, with limited physical ability and energy?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, it's really miraculous. It really is, Casey. And I hope that my story, as listeners, wherever they are in their particular journey, know that no matter how bleak or how impossible things seem, there is a way out. And I had prayed for a miracle. I just believed that I was going to walk again. But instead, God gave me a different miracle. So we need to look for a miracle maybe in a different form. And I want your listeners to be open to that. That if you don't get necessarily the miracle that you're looking for, just to keep looking and holding on to hope, because something good will come from what you've been through. So I started writing. Writing really was my saving grace. Back then, there was no computer. I didn't even know how to use a computer. And I really just used a spiral-bound notebook, and I started writing. Hmm. Well, what was amazing, Casey, was that as I'm writing, I would like go to bed with despair and just crying out to God and pleading with him to heal me or to take me home or just not be like this anymore. And I would wake up in the morning and all of these words would just start bubbling out of me, and I was just compelled to write. And as I was writing, I just didn't make sense because I was depressed. Yet the words were, they were understanding of my pain and emotional pain and all the frustration I felt, but then always would turn around to a positivity at the end. And so each stage of the journey, I would get more hopeful. I would get what I needed at that time. And if I may, I'd like to read to you like one of the very first ones that is now also a greeting card. Everything that I wrote over the next 10 years of being bedridden, this happened, you know, I can't even tell you how many times. I would even wake up and I didn't even know how to like write a note, but songs would even bubble up inside of me. And I would have a song to sing. It really was miraculous.
Yeah, sounds like it. So that'd be a treat if you could read us some.
Yeah, great. Okay, so this particular poem is called If Only. And I'm going to read to you several as we speak, and I'm going to kind of show you the progression and the journey of where I was and where how God will meet you at every stage of where you are and offer you comfort and hope. So this particular poem is called If Only. So this is when I was just really saying, if only I could be better, everything would be okay. And this is kind of a time when I had to come to a place of acceptance. And sometimes when we don't get the answers that we want, this is just a great, great poem for comfort, that to let you know that God understands and he's there for you. So it's called If Only.
Okay.
If only circumstances were different, life wouldn't be this way. If only God would answer me, I could make it through the day. If only dreams and visions would suddenly come to pass, I'd be free from this pain and torment. I could go on with life at last. My body is growing weary. My faith is growing weak. It's you, oh God, I'm clinging to. It's you, oh God, I seek. If only you would dry my tears and deliver me from this dread. If only you would free me, Lord, giving me the life I desire instead. But internally, I feel the answer welling up within. The only thing that needs to change is my attitude once again.
Hmm.
So gently I'm reminded in God's very special way. If only you'd stop questioning, your mind will be at rest. If only you will remember, for you I desire the best. If only you will trust in me, I will see you through. I know it's hard and that you're struggling, but my child, I am here for you. If that, only.
That is awesome. I applaud that. I think that's great. I mean, that's something that anybody can take a piece from. Everyone's been there, you know?
Yes, you're right, Casey. Everybody at some point, because we can't go through on life unscathed. Nobody can.
Right.
And there's all kinds of different things that we're going to struggle with. And one of the key turning points you could tell in the poem where it sort of turned around is that I had to change my attitude.
I think that was the line that was the most moving for me. I think that's kind of where you see that the author kind of is no more is if only. It has to do with the author and the author's attitude.
Yes, it really does. And, you know, we all, I think, have that internal struggle, you know, where we're fighting the situation because it's natural.
Yep.
But, you know, I couldn't control my body. I couldn't control what was going on with me physically, but always what I control was my attitude. And so really I had to make a conscious choice at that point to say, okay, I'm going to trust that God is with me. He's going to give me the strength to live in this body, however it, you know, has to be. And I'm going to choose to start having a better attitude. And it literally, it's amazing how just making a conscious decision and a choice, because many people get stuck. Like I said, it's normal to grieve, but you don't want to stay there because you're not helping yourself or anybody around you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. So that's really how I did it. I continued to write. I probably, my greeting card and gift line is now, I think, well over 30 different greeting cards and inspirational matted prints that you could really, they're all beautifully written with words that speak to the soul. And every single one of them has a story behind them, every single one of them. And they're powerful. And what my hope is that people will, you know, reach out and give them as a gift or get them to them, give them for themselves. They can put them on their wall because we all need reminders. We all need motivation and inspiration in our life. And nothing better is as a gift. Nowadays, everything is so electronic anymore that people sometimes forget that really a beautiful, beautifully written, expressed words of encouragement or spreading your love and joy is truly a gift to people.
Mm-hmm. I can't agree with you more. Guys, if you're tuning in right now, I'm speaking with the great Laura Beth Ryan. She's the founder of Cheerful Hearts. Now, where can people get something so cool like that?
Sorry, where can people get the greeting card and gift line?
Yeah.
Okay, so all they have to do is go to www.cheerfulhearts.com. And on our homepage, you will see there's a specialty gift shop. So every single thing is available online. There's a really low cost of shipping, so you can get pretty much all that you want for only $4.99 shipping. And you can get packages. And I tell you, it's great to get greeting cards or even some of these prints just to have on hand because you never know when you're going to need it. Mm-hmm. And then you're being proactive, and then you have it in advance. So I actually do that for myself at the beginning of the year. And it's also a great tip to kind of simplify your life as well.
That's really cool. Now,
So anytime they can go to www.cheerfulhearts.com and visit our online specialty store. And if everything's available to read, so they can just click on the little thumbnail and they can also read it online. Even if they don't want to purchase, if they just want encouragement, it's all in there for that as well.
Wow. I mean, I love the whole idea. I love the whole company. I love what you're doing. And,
thank you.
How is your health now?
Well, I tell you, I got that miracle, Casey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's pretty miraculous. After 10 years, before I tell you the miracle, though, I'm gonna read you one more poem called
Please,
Believe.
Please, yeah.
And this is actually our number one bestseller because this poem is very special. It's actually also a song, and, you know, we sell it in a beautiful framed artwork, and people have purchased it from us and just been in tears, put it up in their office where they feel oppressed, where it's just, you know, a lot of negativity. And what's so amazing about this poem is that I now, after 10 years of being bedridden, technology had advanced, and so I had this inkling of hope that I might be able to rehabilitate and walk again. And after 10 years of not even standing upright, I stood upright for the first time after a new spinal procedure.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really I mean, it was amazing. And then this poem I'm going to read you called Believe.
Believe.
I wrote 10 years before that. So I want people to keep in mind that 10 years before my miracle of being able to stand up and then learn how to walk all over again and get functional and be out of that bed, this is the poem that I wrote. And I hung on to this all that time. And here's the poem. Believe, believe with all your might. We walk by faith and not by sight. Do as I say and trust in me. I am your God and will set you free. This pain you've suffered is soon to be gone. Just trust in me. It won't be long. I am your comforter, your healer, your friend. This trial you've endured will soon come to an end. I've molded and shaped you, refined you like gold. Go forward in faith and do as you're told. Give glory to God and shine his light. We walk by faith and not by sight.
And you wrote that 10 years before that miracle happened?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
And, you know, I kind of put that aside because I had had several surgeries after that. And you know, I actually was determined to get well, and I flew all over the country. And when it didn't happen, I was so devastated.
Yeah.
Because I had faith, because I was like, why would I have written this poem when I had really no hope? It certainly didn't feel like it was coming from me, because mm-hmm. I was depressed when I wrote it.
Right.
And it was all about hope and believing. And so I sort of put it aside, and I'm going to tell you an amazing story right now. I had a caregiver that came in to take care of me regularly.
Okay.
And this was about a year before this procedure took place, this spinal surgery that I had.
Okay.
That I got well. And my I had opened Cheerful Hearts, I think, in 2006. And shortly thereafter, and I did this from my bed. I opened the whole thing from the bed, basically partnering with an illustrator and then getting them, you know, putting it all together on a website and starting our store. So she comes in and she says, my husband, and this man I have never met, she was Brazilian, and he didn't speak very good English, and I just didn't know him at all. I just knew of him from her. And he came in the house. I mean, she came in the house, and she says, Laura Beth, my husband wants to meet you. He keeps having a dream about you, and he's insistent upon talking to you. And I felt like very strange. I was very hesitant. I'm like, I don't know him.
Hey, this guy's dreaming about me. I don't know. That's a little strange.
And she goes, no, he can't let it go. She told me like three times as she came to come in the house to take care of me. Mm-hmm. And he had just recently come to know the Lord, Jesus in his life. And I think within the last 6 months or so. And he knew about my condition and things of that nature. And so she just kept insisting. So I said, okay, Priscilla, if he's meant, you know, if he really won't let it go, you know, he can come over. And of course, I always would feel vulnerable to meet new people, because you're vulnerable when you're laying in a bed. And,
yeah.
You know, you just, especially someone you don't know. So,
right, right.
So anyway, he comes over. And he sits at the end of my bed, and he's got these piercing blue eyes, and he says to me, I had a dream about you. And as he's telling me, his eyes are tearing up. This is a Latino, macho, not somebody who's going to do this.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so he was so moved, and it was so strong in his spirit. And he says, he looks me in the eye, and he says, you're going to walk. And you got to figure, after 5 years of trying to sort of come to an acceptance, and after so many times of being disappointed, I almost didn't want to believe anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to go through the sadness of it not happening again.
Right.
So he tells me, he's crying, he prays with me, and then he says, I want you to believe it. And I was honest. I said, well, I'm afraid to believe for that, because it took me a long time to accept where I'm at and to find happiness and joy where I'm at, and I don't want to grieve again and be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, Priscilla, said, I want to pray with you. And so we're praying, and she told me she never prayed like this in her life. And she says, the Lord wants you to start believing in your poems and songs again. He wants you to pull them out, and he wants you to start singing them and saying them. And it was this particular belief that he wanted me to really start focusing on. And she says, you know, he wants you to start hoping again and believe in your cards and your songs. And so he laughed, and it sowed a seed of hope in me again.
Wow.
And it really, it started getting me thinking. I'm like, that is unusual. I don't think that's a coincidence, or that's, you know, this is a stranger telling me this. So, and I have a strong faith, and I know God works through people.
Mm-hmm. That's really amazing. That's an amazing story, like one after another, Laura Beth. Guys, Laura Beth Ryan, Cheerful Hearts. She's the founder, inspirational. She's motivational, and she's here to help you. Go to cheerfulhearts.com. And get on there and pick up some information, some merchandise, everything about Laura Beth Ryan. I'm going to have her back on pretty soon here because we're running late today. We ran out of time. But Laura Beth, I can't wait till you come on again. And this was an awesome interview. I thank you for really bearing your soul and being so honest, you know.
Sure.
I think you really helped a lot of people. So anything you want to say before I let you go?
Yeah, I want to say, I want to encourage people to sign up. When they go to cheerfulhearts.com, on the homepage, there is a place for them to put their email, and it says that there's a free downloadable for The Power of Hope, Finding a Joyful Heart. So when they do that, they'll also receive our free cheer mail, and that's going to continue to give them inspirational insights to help them live a powerful life and bring that straight to their inbox. You know, every single week. And that's just something free that, you know, everyone can use and help them, you know, as we journey through life together. It's all about helping each other.
That's awesome. Laura Beth, thank you so much, and I can't wait to have you back. You are definitely one of the world's most amazing people.
Thank you so much, and thank you for what you're doing, Casey, putting all this positivity out into the world.
Well, it's people like you make my job fun. So thanks, Laura.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again, Casey.
Bye now. Laura Beth Ryan, everybody. What a great guest. What a great person. She's definitely one of my favorites. All right, guys. WMAP. In a minute, we're going to be speaking with Miss Julie Valuette.